This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th if Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Mr. Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st and rising as high as 25% by October 1st. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a solution. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North Korea said, North America said it would be disastrous if Mr. Trump goes through with his threat to impose tariffs. The Border Patrol agency says that over 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it was the largest group of migrants ever encountered. More than 1,000 migrants crossed the border near El Paso, Texas, early Wednesday. Authorities say 934 people came in as families, 63 were unaccompanied children, and there were 39 single adults. Instances of large groups of migrants crossing into the United States have spiked since President Donald Trump took office. Since October, the Border Patrol has encountered groups of more than 100 people on 180 occasions. There were only 13 such encounters in the previous 12-month period and two the year before. I'm Mike Gracia.
China's President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump are likely to find it difficult to make major progress towards ending their country's trade war when they meet at a G20 summit in Japan in June. That's according to a former top Chinese official on Friday. The U.S. approach to trade talks has been bullying, according to the expert. It says the trade tensions between Washington and Beijing escalated sharply this month. The Trump administration accused China of having reneged on its previous promises. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Trump obstructed justice. However, Barr says in an interview with CBS this morning that though Justice Department rules prevent the indictment of a sitting president, Mueller nonetheless could have decided whether Mr. Trump had committed a crime. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, calls for President Trump's impeachment continue to grow from some Democrats, and he is dismissing them.
The president says they could try.
They can, because they're possibly allowed, although I can't imagine the court's allowing it.
Saying he did not commit a crime before giving reporters an impeachment tutorial on the White House driveway.
It's high crimes and misdemeanors. There was no high crime and there was no misdemeanor. So how do you impeach based on that?
As for what he in the past has called the I word.
It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
New documents have been presented in court that suggest a longtime Republican strategist pushed the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census to give an advantage to Republicans and non-Hispanic whites. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide if the 2020 census will include a question on U.S. citizenship. But opponents are citing new evidence a longtime GOP expert on gerrymandering played a major role in orchestrating the inclusion of the controversial question to give an electoral edge to white Republican voters. They say documents belonging to the late Thomas Hofeller reveal the administration's goal was to dilute the voting power of minority communities. Lawyers for the ACLU and other groups are alleging two government officials gave false testimony about the Justice Department's role in adding that citizenship question. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of peaceful demonstrations in and around Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, a full-on massacre. 30 years ago, student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square, with corruption among the elite a key complaint among the demonstrators. Protesters were also calling for political reforms and a fairer and more open society. Human rights groups believe several hundred to several thousand people were killed when tanks rolled through the square to squelch the demonstrations. According to Amnesty International, over recent weeks, police in China have detained, placed under house arrest, and threatened dozens of activists who are seeking to mark the June 4th anniversary, as well as relatives of those killed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.